Did you get that on tape? They won't believe that, my group. Right there, say he doesn't know. Y'all clap more than we do. I think that's good. I don't know where it was, Ames or where it was. Maybe it's one of those odd states like Ohio where they said, they got through reading how it works. They said, "Thank you, Jimmy." I thought, "God, that's nice." Took it back to my group and says, "God, I thought that was really nice. They just all did that in unison, and it was real sweet and good." And they said, "Oh, really?" "Yeah, well." So I'm going to go back and tell them how y'all clap. And you know what they'll say? "Well, that's good." God, we're something else, aren't we? I like us because we don't like things at work. I like us. I really am grateful to Harry. Harry is really taking good care of me. Sometimes they don't know any better and they go ahead and do it, but very seldom. A lot of places know better and they bring you in, dump you at the hotel, but the meeting will be at 3. And if you're all right, we'll take you back to the airport. Otherwise, do the best you can. Wade and Harry started calling me in. I love alcoholics. We had a hard time raising all this, didn't we? You know, we made it all right. And then I worked on a railroad this morning. Went out, we got to take a trip. Jimmy took us out on a trip, showed me the country. I didn't know y'all had anything up here but corn and beans. I didn't know you had. And I went to a meeting last night, a good meeting. God, I can't believe, you know. I believe it's as good as our meetings are. I almost got saved till about 11 o'clock. I started thinking again. And I met his sponsor and his grandfather and all that stuff that we do. Well, don't people look at us? Well, this is my sponsor and this is my grandfather's sponsor. I thought, God, anybody hear us? No wonder they look at us funny. They looked at us funny before. Now they look at us funny now, see? But I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the nice little snow you gave me this morning. We don't have that much. We might have one go, and then that's next morning it's gone. It's piled up in the corners. And then we have an ice storm once in a while, and you never have to go to work, Fort Worth, because just wait about an hour, and they'll all be wrecked, and freeways will be closed, so you won't have to go to work. You learn a lot when you're sober. But I am Jim Williams, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm one of those that's glad I am. Because I'm glad I stayed here long enough to find out if I don't do this deal, I didn't have a shot. I didn't have one living shot without drinking. I did not have a shot. What I like about that book is what I need. I need something that says just exactly how it is. I don't need something where they throw in your tank and tell me what I ought to be and what I should be and all that kind of. I need something that they say, if you do this, boom, 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 you got it. The only thing hard about that is for you and I is because they tell you right in that book everything. That's what is so disgusting about it. Can you believe, get to a place that you didn't know you were going, that you had no idea what was there when you got there, but you wanted it? A lot of people won't do that. A lot of people want to know what the hell they're doing first. Not us. But when you get to the place we got to, you don't have to ask a lot of questions. Because when you're in the commode and the lid's down, it's dark in there. And if you can get a little light, it doesn't make a damn what it is, you want it. Even though you don't want it very long, it's just right then. And don't want a lot of it, just a little right then. Just got to get out of the trap right there. And they'd say, "What trap?" "I don't know. I was just in that trap." "What trap?" "I don't know. I wanted out of the trap." "What trap are you in?" "Hell beats hell out of me. I just know I was in it, right?" And I always tickle me, "Are you willing to go to any length to get it?" "Why, I certainly am." Better watch it. You know why? You're going. Another thing, see, it's just amazing what this thing is. Something that if I would have known I was looking for something, this would have been what I'd look for. If I'd have known that. But I had no idea what I was doing, had no idea, and fortunately I'm glad to get here and find out what I was doing had nothing to do with what I was doing. So it didn't make a hell of a lot of difference what I was doing, did it? And they tell us right on that page, right there, my problem is, and the one that does not get this thing, and the one that does not make it, is the one. Anything happen? God's not trying to do something, is he? You have to watch him. He's tricky, you know. But they're telling me right on that page, the one that seems to be the one that cannot get it is the one that can't become honest with themselves. So they're telling me right up front that I am not honest with myself, and there's no living way to believe that. You'd say, hell, that's not true. Fortunately, what you think about it has nothing to do with it. But they're telling us, so we need to stay here long enough to know that we need to know that we cannot, nor are we capable of being honest with ourselves. So I've got to become that way. And now what are you going to do? Say, I think I'll get up in the morning and be honest with myself. When you don't even know what you're doing to be dishonest with yourself. So how in the hell is what this is a... Really, I'm going to tell you the truth, since I'm out of town. This really is a trap. It's a trick. The whole should have been on Halloween. It's a trick. This thing is a trick. And if you stay here very long, you're dead. You can't go back. Try it. It's worse than it was when you was there. No matter how bad it was when you was there. They really do fix you when you get in here, and you don't know what they've done. And the reason you don't know what they've done is because, by God, they don't know what they've done. They tell you they've got it, and you say, what? We don't know, but we've got it. And they don't know. What is it? What is this deal? Well, it's going to be hard to find out. It's going to take a while to find out. And you know why? Because it's the way I am. I'm not like anybody else. I'm different. Did you always want to be unique and different? Yep. You're flat it. You are a different cat. You and I are different folks. Nobody would be doing what we're doing, the way we're doing what we're doing, not knowing what's going to go on here and come this afternoon. Anybody else? I'll tell you where where the rest of them are? They're down at Walmart or they're watching a football game. They're going to go out to eat our toile. We will too, but not like they do. They'll make a decision and go right on out to eat. Not us. Hell, where are we going? Well, that'll take a while. Who all's going? Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We work it out, but not like anybody else. And where they began to get you in the first place, they don't discuss the deal of alcohol being the deal. And I always kiss me, tell you right at first, alcohol, remember, is just a symptom of your problems. Now, what does that mean? Nothing. Doesn't mean nothing. How are you going to know that? You don't know that you're totally insane standing there talking to them. You think you're okay. No, you're not okay. People don't end up here okay. People that are okay don't come here. People who are insane come here. And you don't think that, do you? Wait a minute, you'll find out. And you know, nobody has to tell you. No, they don't tell you anything's wrong. They don't say you shouldn't have done that. I heard that all my life. Shouldn't have done that. Hell, I found that out. Got it. But my God, after you'd done it and ended up in jail or somewhere or had a car wreck, you know you shouldn't have done it. No, they said you shouldn't have done that. Well, God, it's obvious I shouldn't have done it. I may be crazy, but I noticed that. And I'm going to do it again. That's what I like about it. I like us. Nobody does what you and I do. Nobody. People haven't got the guts to do what you and I do. You've got to have, to get into total fright, to cause yourself to get into places it's impossible to get out of, people won't do that. They haven't got the courage to get in there and do it. And then when they do it once, oh, I'll never do that again, and they don't. And you and I can't wait till the next time. I love to be with people who self-destruct. All they have to do is just be left on their own. And see, we do it without even knowing we're doing it. I think it's absolutely fabulous that y'all and I got together. Another thing fabulous about it, if we hadn't, we were through. But they got a little deal there that you're powerless over alcohol, and what the hell does that mean? Nothing. Powerless over alcohol. What does that mean? Hell, I wasn't powerless over alcohol. I could drink all I wanted. In fact, I drank a quart at a time. I love to drink bourbon like beer. That way you can get there quicker. I want to mess around a while and I'm in pretty good shape, I'll just drink beer. But if I want to get there quicker, I'll just drink bourbon, because you just drink bourbon right out of the bottle. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about getting it in the glass or none of that crap. Or if you want to pour it in a little glass, pour it in the glass. Don't put any Coke or anything in there, because it's too much acid. But so they tell me that I'm going to be powerless over alcohol. What do you say? You say, oh, yeah, yeah, sure am. Yeah, doesn't even mean a damn thing, does it? So then they say, and we're going to have to get a new manager. You say, yeah, yeah. Who in the hell do you think they're talking about? They don't tell you. They just say, you're going to get you a new manager. Really? You think, I wonder who it's going to be. Or you don't even think about who it's going to be. You just say, oh, okay. You know, just keep coming to meetings and do the little deal and listen to some idiot tell you what to do. And you just keep doing that and think, I'm going to get me a new manager. I guess it's going to be him. Not going to be him. He can't be with you all the time. So I've got to get me a new manager, and they're telling me that's what I've got to do. They don't pull any punches. You don't always like that deal where there's no must, and there's 100 of them in there. How many? Some idiot counted them. He probably's not doing well, but. Because if you're going to get that technical, just forget it. But remember, I'm going to do it and get it, and if I don't do it, I won't get it. If I do part of it, I won't get it. I like it. You know, you and I are total folks. We do total stuff. We're total. We're not, we don't get a little scared. We go into total fright. Because you and I are past scared. We just, we go places where nobody else will go. Nobody will let themselves go where you and I go. They can't handle fright. And you and I just enjoy it. We can do it at a stoplight. What happened? Nothing. Just went into total fright. Wasn't doing nothing. That's what I do. This is where I am. And then they trick you. This is where they really begin to trick you. See, you don't know what they're doing to you. They know, because they've been here long enough, and they found out, and they didn't like it, so they want you to do it, so they'll say, you won't like it either. They say, do you believe that something will restore you to sanity? He said, oh, yeah. Well, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to believe that? Yeah, yeah. They know you can't believe anything anyway. And they also know you don't know what you're doing when you say that. You say, oh, yeah, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing for God to restore me to sanity. Don't know God very well either. And hip. God's back there in the Baptist church anyway, so you don't have to worry about here. So I wouldn't do that. You know what they've done? You know what you did? What they tricked you into doing? You admitted you were insane. See, you thought, oh, that sounds good. God's going to restore me to sanity. Hell, what they want you to do is admit you're nuts. Then they got you. They flat got you. And then what are you going to do? Sit there and they say, are you willing to turn your life and your will over to God? Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. I'm willing to do that, aren't you? Sure. You know God very well? Not at all, but I'm willing to do that. Well, you know what they did, don't you? Eliminated you. Because you haven't got anything left. When you got your life and your will turned over to God, what's left? There's nothing left. Hell, that's it. They wiped you out. They cleaned you out. It's a little deal in that little. Would you say this little prayer with me? God, take me and do with me as you want to. What's left? Nothing. Everything that happens from there on out has nothing to do with you. Can't bitch about it, nothing. You know, at least you had an election. You can bitch about that if you voted. This deal, it's over. You got down trying to be good. I tried to be nice. I wanted to cooperate with them because I was leaving anyway. So I wasn't going to stay here, so I wanted to cooperate with them and get the damn thing. Whatever they want me to do is fine. I was just trying to bide a little time so I can get out of here and get going and get away from these people. I started to say bastard, but I won't say it. But I wanted to get rid of him. That's what he was, but I didn't tell him for a while. And I finally told him, but it's because I needed to. I wanted to make sure I was sober so I knew for sure. And so they want me to turn my life and my will over to God. And see, you don't know that you can't do that. You think, oh, yeah, okay, I'll just get up in the morning, I'll turn my life, my will over to God. You can't do it. You'll be doing it without knowing you're doing it, but the way you think you do it is not the way it's done. That's the whole thing that's so damn irritating about this, except there's one great thing about this. Nobody knows and has the courage to do what we do the way we have to do it. Everybody else, all professionals, people who've studied us, a lot of people, government, everybody studies us, you know. They'll never catch us. They'll never, never, never do it. They'll think, uh-oh, I know about her. Oh, that's it. That's it. And then he'll come along. Oh, blew the whole deal. That's what I like about us. They'll never catch us. Love professional people. Love them. Some of us has become professionals. Oh, I believe we're the worst kind to become professional. You know, we're already people who know everything about everything that we've never known anything about at all. And if you ask us about it and tell us, what is that? Oh, yeah, well, I know all about that. Have no idea what the hell it is, but it sounds like we know. We don't know at all. But we think we know. And as long as we think we know, we know. But when we find out we didn't know, then we find out we never did know. But we always knew. You can't be like that and be anywhere but here. You can't just do it. This is the only damn place you can be. If you go out there, be quiet. Don't discuss the Lord with them. Give your opinion. They'll start moving away from you in a hurry. I guarantee you that. They'll say, she's going through something. You better leave her alone to her. And you think we're not different? Then they want us to write down everything's ever happened to you since you can remember. What do you mean? You think you're not different? Ask somebody when you go to work. When you go to work, Monday, say, have you taken an inventory? You know that if you haven't taken an inventory, it's like a business. You have to take an inventory. Businesses have to take it. You've got to take an inventory. Have you written down everything that's ever happened to you since you can remember? Everything anybody's ever done to you or you've done to them? Have you written that down? Yeah. I'll guarantee you they won't go to lunch with you. We had a step meeting every Friday night that my sponsor went to, and he wants me to go to step meetings, and I started going to step meetings, in which I, by the way, still do. Ours now is on Thursday night, so I'm progressing a little. But they had a guy that he did about 15, 20 minutes on a step, and then we'd discuss it. And so that night, well, we was over there on Friday night, and everything was going good, and this guy said, excuse me, the only thing that you need to do is just write down everything you've ever done, everything anybody's ever done to you, and just write it all down, and since you can remember. And I thought, hell, that's all there is to it. Isn't that simple? Hell, I'll just go home and do it tonight. And they said, oh, come on, let's go eat some ice cream. I said, no, I'm going to go home and get this over with right now. Went home, got in a, locked the door, so what's-her-name number one couldn't get in there. Got my, you have to have a legal pad with lines on it. I don't know why. It doesn't say that in the book. I've looked for it, but I'm sure it's in there. It's just, you have to have a legal pad with lines on it. And I got my pen and couldn't write nothing. And I went to the meeting next night. I said, you know, and they said, oh, Couldn't do it, could you? I said, no. Well, we knew you couldn't. I said, why didn't you tell me and I'd have gone to ice cream with you? Well, you need to know that you're going to always be the last to know. I was, why is that? He said, we don't know. So I went down in a group. And I got me a, I said, my sponsor does not know how to do the four step. And I won't know if you know. So they gave me this deal on Guide to the Four Step by Hazleton, which is where they lay the hands on you, whoop, come out of there clean and green. So no more red lights. So I went, took that thing. We had a little two-room club, kind of like we did last night, where we were last night, except we had two rooms. So I came in there, and I grabbed that thing, grabbed my coffee, and went in that other room, and my sponsor comes in. They said, he's over there reading something. They tell every damn thing here, you know. Can't get by with nothing. So then he came over there and said, what are you reading? I said, I have got it. I have got the guide to the four step. I'm going to study it. I'm going to do mine right. He said, let me see that. Took it up, looked at it a little bit, turned the page a little bit, tore it up, threw it in the wastebasket. I said, damn. He said, I'm going to tell you one more time how to do the four step. You write down everything that's ever happened to you, that anybody's ever done to you or you've done to them since you can remember. I said, since when? Since I was two? He said, if you can remember back to two. See, they really don't know. And you know, a lot of times now they got people who does. You know, we're getting so professional within ourselves, and you can't believe what insane people do. Now they've got people that writing out different things for steps. We got a group in Dallas now that says, we have formed a group of 12 people, and we take a man through the 12 steps. It takes 12 weeks. And I said, God, I bet God's glad to hear that. But I said, what the hell? Just get the silly son of a bitch through it, and you got it. Doesn't make any difference how you do it, because what you're doing is not what you're doing anyway. See, they just got you doing something, so that you think you're doing something while something else is happening. So you think, oh, yeah, I'm doing something. Right. What do you hear? Four step. Constipated, did you take a four step on that? When all you got to do is, and you and I will just keep talking about, keep the pain as long as you can, then we'll use a solution, which is laxative, of course. But that's the way you and I are. If you're going to write a four step for the rest of your life, Merry Christmas. Have a good time. Poor sick thing, stay there for the rest of your damn days rewriting those damn four steps. I just think it's wonderful. One girl said, I always keep mine every year. I said, Merry Christmas, honey. Might want to go on to the six steps sometime, but don't do it this year. Wait. We need to stay sick as long as we can. I want this thing to be gradual. I don't want to just jump into it. I like being depressed. I'm a manic depressant, and I'm proud of it. And I'm not intending on changing it. I know how to do it, and I'm good at it. And I don't like to quit stuff I'm good at. I've spent a lot of time working on it, and I know how to do it. And a lot of people don't know how to do it as well as I do. In fact, when I'm good enough, I don't even have to go to work. Can't get out of the chair. People look at you funny when you say, I can't get out of the chair. What do you mean you couldn't get out of the chair? Why didn't you just get out of the chair? I said, you didn't hear me, damn it. I said, I couldn't get out of the chair. See, civilians don't understand what the deal is. You couldn't get out of the chair. Hell, I'd have gone to work if I could have got out of the chair. And they say, why didn't you just get out of the chair? I said, damn it, you didn't hear me. I couldn't get out of the chair. Manic depression, can't get out of the chair. Of course, but see, we're not manic depressant. We appear to be manic depressant. We've got the symptom of a manic depressant, but we're not psychotic manic depressants. And if you're a psychotic manic depressant, they can treat you. But if you're an impressive manic depressant like I am, there's no treatment for you. But they don't know that. And see, I love it. Just love it. Go tell them you're depressed, about to commit suicide. Give you some pills. That's where progressive people, they know what to do. Antidepressant. Doesn't that make sense? For God's sake, take 4 or 5 of them right quick. Maybe, right after lunch, so we'll make sure you eat something with them. But you can take 4 or 5 at a time. You'd be surprised how you're not depressed. Of course, you're in bad shape the next day, but right then, you're good. And they love to give you those pills. They like to keep you in. They get a hold of an insane person. You can keep an insane person around a long time. If you keep them committing suicide or have a car wreck or something, you can really keep them around for years, especially if they've got insurance. And then I went back to the intergroup, and I said, my sponsor tore that thing up. She said, give him the short form. Give him the one that says love, hate, all that kind of stuff. I said, okay. I'll do that. So I took it to him, and he says, where'd you get that? I said, I went down in a group. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Until I take you, don't you ever go back down to in a group again. You notice how they've got everything on that page? They got a little deal in there like you get in the third grade, where it's got that stuff on one side, on this other side. See, there's only one thing wrong with us. Now, if you go to places and discuss things with therapists and all this kind of stuff, they can tell you, oh, athlete's foot, oh, my God, ooh, underarm, ooh, you have got, oh, do you have stuff? Let's build that up so you can really get it. It's not what's wrong with us. None of that crap's what's wrong with us. We're mad as hell. We hate people. Hate everything. It says they call them resentments. I didn't know what that was, but they say, I was asking them what it was, and they said, do you hate anybody? I said, yeah. Everybody. Yeah, that's it. And then they, but the only one thing is wrong with us. And the book says it right up there before they get ready to tell you about the fourth step. The only thing that's wrong with you and me is that we became totally, completely self-centered. Selfish, self-centered person. Not intentionally. Did you ever get up and say, well, I'm 14 years old. I think I'll be self-centered the rest of my life. No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. How did I get there? Beats the hell out of me. But I end up there. What is that? How come I'm scared to death? You're self-centered. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with being scared to death, does it? Yeah, everything do it. And I've got a fear like no other. People have fears. People don't have fears like I have fears. Everybody said, everybody's a little afraid, not like me. I'm totally afraid. I like it to be where you can't breathe, don't you? I like to really get it. And I like to hyperventilate. I don't like to mess around with being a little scared. I like to get there and get with it and do it. I never did like to mess around with crap. I like to get in there and let's go the distance. Do you like to drink a little? Hell no, I like to drink a lot. How much do you drink? As much as I could. What time? That day. How much do you drink? Have no idea. I was still drinking when I quit drinking. And they said I drank 2 or 3 hours after I quit drinking. But I quit and went home, and I was still there. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people are too scared to do that. A lot of people like to drive only when they know where they're going. A lot of people don't lose their car like I do. It's not my fault I lost the car. Some sumbitch moved it. And then they got that little deal over there on the side where it's kind of like you had in the third grade, where they got the little stuff right there about the guy that some gal told his wife about him and his girlfriend. And I said, God, they ought to get her, for God's sakes. They ought to do something to her. That's not what they said that for. See, that's what I think they said it for. They ought to get them, damn it. Should have known better. That wasn't right to tell them. Should have had to find out on her own. Then they got a little deal out there that said, lost his self-esteem. Really? Did you know you lost your self-esteem? You don't look like it. You look like you've always looked. Wonder where you lost it. When did you lose it? What was it? How'd you know you had it? How can you lose something you didn't know you had? Because they said so in the book. You lost it. What's that got to do with it? Nothing. What are you going to do in the morning? Get up and say, well, I've lost my self-esteem. I think I'll get up in the morning and have a quart. Can't do it, can you? You want to give yourself some more self-esteem? You want to act like you've got it? How long is that going to last? 38 seconds? What's that got to do with it? Is that what's wrong? No. That's just what happened. When you're like you are and I'm like me are, well, we lose our self-esteem. And I didn't even know I had any, nor did I ever. I didn't particularly want any. I don't guess. I don't know what it was. So why in the hell, how would you know you lost? What would you care whether you lost it or not if you didn't know what it was? And then, but that's not it either. Out there in the next little column is that one little thing that put you and I in the commode over and over again. That kept us from everything available to a human being today. F-E-A-R. Little bitty word. They've got a little print there too. Not big. They didn't do it in big letters. Fear. It's you and me. Fear. Then they've got another bad part of that deal. Bad part. Bad part. I wouldn't read it. I'll pause y'all. I'd put it off as long as I could. They spent a page and a half on sex. Sex was never my problem. I was just in love. And that was my way of expressing it. And they didn't say that. And they insult the hell out of you. They say most of us need overhauling there. And then I asked my sponsor about that. And he said, well, they assume there could be somebody to come by that didn't. But so far, they never have. So far, everybody needs to overhauling there. Then they really get into it. They really do they? I'm telling you, don't read it. Don't read it. It'll really screw you up if you read it. And I just tell my folks, don't read them too quick, because it's confusing and especially it's depressing. And it's like, somebody says, after a meeting, girl just comes up and says, is there any way that I could talk to you where we could be alone, you know, where nobody would bother us? Not an ice cream somewhere. I said, oh, yeah, we can do that. And I just go trying to be helpful. And just, the only place I really know to go is this old motel and I know it's peaceful and quiet there and I just sign Harry's name, and then, I don't want to get her in any trouble. And I just go in, and then you only have one chair, so you need to get comfortable, so you might as well just take your clothes off and just maybe sit on the bed or something. And then call your sponsor the next day and say, I don't know how that happened. And they say little things in there like, some people think you should do it all the time. I'm with that group. That's my group. I tried to be the leader of that group, and they wouldn't let me. And then some people think you don't do it at all. I never run with those people, and I don't like to run with them, because there's something wrong with them, and I don't want to be close to them. I don't want any of that to rub off, whatever it is. Maybe when I get older, but not yet. And then they say, can you imagine this? Then they say, remember, we don't want to be selfish about it. We don't want to harm anybody else. Well, I think there's a little period there when you're having that sex business that everybody's on their own, don't you? But they want you to make sure, which sure cuts out going with married women, because you could harm somebody. And make sure that you don't harm anybody else. And then, can you imagine this? Suppose you went to the motel. Suppose you were just going to talk, or maybe you're just going to really do it, you know, really take a chance. Don't call your sponsor before you go. And you can tell him later. And then just know you're going to tell him. And go in there. It's what they say. Get in bed. Clothes off. And everything. Oh, get up. Get up. Get on your knees. Got to pray about this before. We got to invite God into this deal. See what this? Now, what do you think? How do you think you're going to do that? Don't read it. Don't read it. I may have misinterpreted it, so don't go by what I say. It's not in the book. But that's what they're... All of those little things are what I am and who I am and what happens to me when you're what? Like me. A totally selfish, self-centered person. Not intentionally. We're great people. I don't think there's any people in the world better than we are. I don't think there's any people more sensitive than we are. I don't think there's anybody that can love like we can. If we can ever get there. We can get all the crap out of the way. There's nothing like us. I thank God. What if you're stuck with a bunch of sorry son of a bitches, for God's sakes? God, wouldn't that have been terrible? Whew! I'm glad. There's some church folks I'm sure glad I'm not stuck with. I'll guarantee you that. I don't care whether they got a sex problem or not. Poor Swigert didn't do well, did he? Jimmy had a little trouble. If I'd have known he was having that trouble. My second wife was, he was one of her favorites. And I even had to go see him one time, and I saw him look at those gals. This was before he became famous and had all that money. And I saw him look at that, and I should have known then. He's got the same damn thing I've got. And in fact, if I'd have known he's having trouble, we could have taken my car, because, you know, they would. You can't go down there in a $100,000 Lincoln without somebody noticing it. We'd taken my car, they thought, well, Jim's down there again. But what did he do? What did he do for us? Oh, my second wife always made me think that I didn't have the Holy Spirit like you're supposed to have. They had it different. They had it better. They had it. They spoke in tongues. And of course, I hadn't spoken in tongues since I quit drinking. And that they really had it all. Thank God he did that. I know he didn't do it for me, because he used to make fun of us. He used to say, when they come in here, said, you know that outfit that says, I'm Jimmy, I'm an alcoholic. Well, boy, when they come in here and we put the hands on, they walk out of here, they're not an alcoholic. And I started to say, well, they may not be, but I'll guarantee you they'll have a beer by one. But see what he did? He even preached repent. He saved us. He proved without a shadow. There's a guy that had everything that the Bible said. He had the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He could lay the hands on people and God would heal some of them. He could bring all these people into the Lord. And God used his power through him. But he forgot to do what he said. He admitted it to God and himself only. What did he not do? He did not do what we do, which is what? Admit to God, myself, and what? Another human being. And that's it. Well, that's too bad, buddy. You know, y'all put bumper stickers out, we found it. I said, hell, we got bumper stickers coming out. We got it. Isn't that right? You bet we do. Well, where were we? The fourth step or sex? What was it? Hell. Let's just forget the damn stuff and talk about sex. We need to really discuss that. Thoroughly. Y'all know a place where we can go? Nobody in my room. I finally went to... I just could not write my fourth step. I just couldn't do it. I just could not write my fourth step, and I couldn't do it, and couldn't do it, and couldn't do it. And finally, my sponsor says, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to. You're almost 2 years sober. You can't write your fourth step. So usually you let somebody get to the place where they need to write their fourth step. God usually handles that, and it just comes. But you're not doing that. And I'd go to meetings, seemed like every damn meeting was on the fourth step. Every meeting. And you know what we do. We talk about the fourth step. We don't talk about it. Fourth step, we love talking about the fourth step, not the other step. Don't you hear more about the fourth step than any other step? It's ridiculous. But that's what we do. Why? Because fourth step's all the crap, problems, which is what we love. So anyway, finally he says, why don't you start every morning adding that one thing to your prayer? God, let me be willing to be willing to write the fourth step. And quit talking about it. And I love to talk about it. I love to talk about not doing it. That way you never have to do it. Just keep talking another couple of years. I love us. We can just go 2 or 3 years on the same subject. You know, a lot of people get tired of hearing the same subject. Just change groups. See, I'm getting tired of that damn group. Why? Oh, same thing all the time. I'm going on and telling my same story with the other group. So one night, I don't know, 2 or 3 months after that, went home and I just started writing. And I wrote everything that I could ever remember that I'd ever done or anybody ever done to me or any of that kind of stuff. And I wrote it all down. And then I thought, you know, that guy was so smart. I don't think I'll even tell him I've written it. I'm going to look in the book, see what it says to do. And I looked in that book and it says, some people would like to go to a professional person. That's me. I want to go to him, for God's sakes. I want to go to somebody who knows what the deal is. It's going to be a big deal, you know. This is a big deal. Taking me over 2 years to do it. This is not any little bitty deal. I've worked a long time on this deal. But I didn't know where to go. I thought, well, I could go to a Catholic priest. I'm Baptist. And they couldn't tell anybody because Baptist preachers and Catholic priests don't speak. But I didn't know where they were. We had one that came to our group, Bradshaw. I'll tell you about him in a minute. And he came to our group, and I thought he liked 3 weeks being a priest. And I said, I'll just wait and do it with him. Well, Hetty never showed up. So I finally started asking a few of the girls. Well, the boys didn't know, so I was asking a few of the girls who they did their fourth step with. And then their fifth step. And then, so then he kept saying, well, one of the girls says, I think he's written his fourth step. And so I walked in that club, and he said, have you written your fourth step? And I said, you're damn right. And I'm... don't know for sure who I'm going to let do it yet. I don't know who or I'm going on my fifth step. I said, I looked in the book. They said, I may find me a professional person. I don't know. I might even go to a psychiatrist. I've never been to one of those. I might go to one of those. They don't know for sure, you know. And he said, where is it? I said, it's out there in the trunk of the car underneath the carpet. Don't want anybody to get it, you know. You know, I don't want just anybody to see it who they may want to use it as a masterpiece or something. So he said, go get it. And I said, what for? We're going to do the fifth step right now. My God, we got to get that over with. And I said, where? Right over there in that room. I said, hell, there's people over here. He said, go get it. God, I hated it. Went in there and got it. Started going through and reading all that and telling him all that. My God, I told him, been with him 2 years. I told him over half of it. And 2 or 3 of the things that came in there, wasn't even written in there, came out. And then after I got through, I waited for him to give me, if they wanted to use it for anything. He didn't say nothing. I said, well, what do you want me to do? I thought he would analyze me, tell me how great I was. And a little bad, but not bad. See, it's hard to write four steps when you want to be bad enough to get in, but good enough to make them think you're great. That's hard writing to do that. You finally just have to write it and take a chance on it. And so I said, well, what do you want me to do with it? He said, well, some people keep them and some people throw them away. I said, what do you want me to do? You're my sponsor, right? What do you want me to do? Well, some people keep them and some people throw them away. I said, hell, I know that's what you said, but I want to know, you as my sponsor, what do you want me to do? He said, some people keep them and some people throw them away. So I just kept the damn thing 2 weeks and threw it away. But I'm glad I wrote my what? What did the fifth step say to me? That one line in there on that second page there. Now that I have told another human being my life story. God, I'm glad I had it all in there. Because that's it. Wasn't one single thing. I did hear one little thing and I said, oh, somebody said the other night in the meeting that they were going to have to write another step because there's something that they didn't tell her when they did it. He said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I want to know what to do. He said, tell me. I said, you don't have to go write another step. He said, didn't say that. Just tell me. You see, the fifth step, even though I built up and built up and we built up the fourth step, it's nothing. It's the fifth step that says if I don't take that step, I'm probably going to drink again. I don't even know where that says it anywhere else or not. Don't know the book that well, but I'm working on it. But that it says that. Now, what are they saying that for? Because they know that what's within me have been the things that are my difficulties. And one of the things is that there's something that could be within me that the way my mind says it was is something that could cause me to drink again. Unless what? I admitted to God, myself, and another human being. You see, that's my beginning of freedom. This is my real beginning of freedom. Like, even though in the beginning, when I first started AA, I was getting a little freedom and didn't know it. But when I got to, when I did the fifth step, that's when I was going to move into a new life and a new freedom. And then I'm going to move into a glass house. I'm never going to do anything anymore. Or think about anything anymore that I don't tell God, myself, and another human being. Not a lot of human beings. That's going to free me. That's going to put me in the place that I'm going to begin to live. And that's what's going to happen to me. And I don't even see what's happening is not what's happening. And see what you wrote down was not what was wrong. That's just what a person does when they're a totally selfish, self-centered person. Then you do the things you and I did. And that's what we do. And we get angry and we hate and we do everything else. Why? Because we don't like ourselves. We do everything. I'm just as bad as everybody else because I'm one of you. And so they put on, you just don't love yourself. Guess what my sponsor told me? Put a sign up there on the mirror and read it every morning and look at the mirror and say, I love you. And I said, well, that ought to last about a minute and a half. In the first place, you can't love till you can love. And you can't love if that's what you need to do, because we don't know anything about it. I'm blocked. I'm blocked off of everything that causes a person to live. Everything that a person needs to do to live with people, with one person, with 10, with 100, with jobs, with this world, I am blocked. Nobody thinks like I think. Nobody. Except in here. You and I are the only ones. See, you think about it. What if in the third step, they said, turn my life, my will over to God? The trick in there was they've already made you admit you were insane. So if you don't turn it over to God, who are you going to turn it over to? An insane person. You. Well, we're not that crazy, are we?
Somebody said one time, well, God's just a doorknob. God could be a doorknob. He can be anything. Hell, he can. I've got more sense than that. A doorknob is not going to transform my life and not going to be power that I don't have. And I'm not too smart, but I know better than a damn doorknob. I'll tell you that. Where are we? Well, we're doing all right, aren't we? Are you asleep? He's asleep. He's chewing gum asleep. When they get to, it's amazing what they say to us. They say, now that we have done the first five step, we need to go sit down and make sure we were thorough. You and I do not have to worry about that. You and I will be thorough. We will be thorough. It may not be right, but it'll be thorough. And one thing that they really got me was, remember, the majority of the things that you wrote down, the way you think it happened, probably is not the way it happened. But you know it to be that way, so don't go check it with somebody, because it probably was not that way. So since you need to write it down the way you think it is, so don't ever find out whether it really was that way or not. I got the AA by false pretense. When I came because I had gotten so sick and tired of being at people's house, and I was over at their house that time, and it was my last drunk at somebody's house. And I called them back like I always did, and they never tell you what's wrong. And so that was the morning I called AA. 7 years later, I'm in a town out in Odessa, West Texas, and ran into this gal and her husband were at the house that I was in. And she heard me talk, and she said, that was our house. And I said, yeah. She said, you were fine. We enjoyed you. You were great. We just scared about you driving home. I thought, damn, I have come here too quick. Then they say to us, now you need to think about this next part. You need to go home and take your little time, which I think is good. I like to go home and do nothing. And I do nothing well. In fact, I can do nothing better than anybody, just as good as anybody I've ever seen. And I'm good at it. And I like to do it whenever I get a chance, which is every chance I get. I like to take off and do nothing, especially not work. Work's never been one of my big deals. A lot of people like it. They said, have you ever been a workaholic? And I said, I certainly wouldn't want to be one of those. Wouldn't want to get into that, for God's sakes. It must be terrible to have to be a workaholic. Ought to be terrible. But I've never had that problem, so if you have, don't talk to me about it. I think you're crazy. But they want us to stop now, and they want us to think about the rest of the deal. How come they want me to think about the rest of the deal? I'm not any different when I've done these first five steps. I'm still the same guy that came in here. I'm not any different. I just have not been drinking. Drinking is not my problem. It was only my symptom. And now I'm going to have to consider with my insane mind. I always kick on me that they want you to make the decision and you're nuts. And the reason they do that, because you're the only one that'll do it. Nobody will do what we do. Nobody will do what we do. Except us. That's the reason they have so much fun with us. Nobody will go do what we do. They just won't do it. First place, I haven't got the guts to do it. And the second place, you've got to go do something that you have no idea what's going to happen or what you're going to get. And the way you think about it appears to be that it's not working. And you still want more. There's a lot of people won't do that, see. The people will want to know what's the deal. What can I get out of it? You have life. What do you mean? I've got it now. I'm not dead, you know. What can you really have? Oh, you can just have everything. Really? Yeah.
What about money?
Has nothing to do with it. Cadillacs? Nope. Doesn't have anything to do with it. You'll love it. Really? Without anything? Oh, yeah. You won't ever have to worry about that. You're going to have everything you've ever wanted. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Cadillacs? No, doesn't have anything to do with it. Money? No, doesn't have anything to do with it. Wives? Yeah, you probably have some of those. But they're wanting me to buy into something to get what they have, and I have no idea what it is, and neither do they. And now they want me to go to a place that I've never been, to do some things that obviously will not work, and they want me to think about it, because if I come back and do this little deal, then I'm going to begin to be a person who's going to be somebody I've never been. Or maybe you could do it this way. Somebody I've always been but never could be. You like that better? Whichever, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference anyway. You know, when I got here, they said, you believe in God? And I said, no. I said, yeah. I said, what if I said no? I said, it wouldn't have made any difference. See, both answers is good. You've never been where they said yes or no is the same thing. Wouldn't make any difference anyway, because you don't believe in God and end up in AA. People who believe in God are not coming. They're going to stay where they are. They like it. They're not coming in here. But they want me now to wait a minute, check it. What they're really going to do is going to make me do the same thing they did in two or three other things. Are you willing to go do this crap? Get out on your knees and do something. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what they're going to want me to do. Because now I'm going to go to some places I've never been, through some situations I've never known, and go through them, because I'm going to become different by going through them, provided I'll do it this way. If I don't do it this way, I'm never going to be any different. I'm going to be the same character I've always been, and I'll never be any different, and I'll never have what's available for God's children until I come back and say, okay, I'm ready to do it. And let's take a little break and think about it. And if we would want to go to the second half, fine. If we don't, we'll go to the motel.